This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Brown pelicans used to be pretty rare in South Texas in the 1960s. They were brought to the brink of extinction by the pesticide DDT. Well, since then, their numbers have rebounded, but now they're facing a new threat. On just one day last month, over 60 brown pelicans were killed along a stretch of Texas Highway 48 between Brownsville and South Padre. It was a mystery, one that the Texas Standard's own Michael Marks drove down to South Texas to get to the bottom of.
Jason Fry is a filmmaker from Brownsville. We met at a diner there. He told me what happened to him the afternoon of December 8th as he drove down Highway 48.
It was low visibility, and all of a sudden, a pelican dropped out of the sky right in front of my truck.
He hit the brakes just in time, but the bird didn't move. Traffic was too thick to get out and move the pelican off the road, so we just went around it.
I returned on the same road approximately an hour and a half later, and there was just carnage.
That was the day more than 60 pelicans were killed. It caught a lot of people's attention, especially because pelicans were involved.
They're beautiful when they're flying in formation. They fly in a V formation. I can't describe how beautiful they are.
Tommy Sines is a lifelong South Texan. He helped assemble a team of volunteers to help the pelicans, and the first thing they wanted to know was why this was happening. This group of pelicans roosts in a bay called the Bahia Grande. It's about 10 miles west of the Gulf of Mexico. In the morning, they fly out to the Gulf to hunt fish. In the evening, they're tired and full, and they fly back over Highway 48 to roost in the bay. Sines and the other volunteers think the problem facing the pelicans are these 40-inch high concrete barriers in the middle and on either side of the road.
What happens on a north wind when it hits that concrete barrier, it creates an updraft and then, of course, a downdraft. What the downdraft does is basically, as the pelican approaches the roadway, they get slammed back into the ground, into the road.
They want the barriers replaced by something that won't alter the wind flow so much. But the Texas Department of Transportation isn't so certain. The barriers were added several years ago, but the pelicans have only recently been killed in such large numbers. Still, TxDOT spokesperson Octavio Sines says they're trying to fix the problem. In 2015, TxDOT installed poles designed to deter the birds.
So we've been on it for a while. This event that occurred in December just took everybody by surprise.
The pole's main effect is pushing pelicans to other parts of the road. On a Friday afternoon in early January, the conditions were especially dangerous for pelicans. A cold front was on the way, north winds topped 25 miles per hour. The volunteers were bundled up with reflective vests as their outermost layer, armed with orange flags and whistles. Jason Fry explained the basic strategy.
The main thing is you got to get out ahead of it. If a bird does go down, you want to be about 100 yards ahead of it so you can flag the traffic and actually get them to stop.
Right, yeah.
So you don't want the whole team on top of every single bird.
Right, you got to spread out.
Yeah.
So these volunteers are stopping cars going 75 miles per hour, picking up these wild animals, making their way across four lanes of traffic.
Grab his bill for a minute. It's very weak, so.
Oh, yeah.
You're okay.
Clearing two concrete barriers and then depositing the birds in the Bahia Grande. There's only a handful of people to cover over a mile of road, but still, they're pretty successful, both in snagging pelicans and in slowing down traffic.
Normally, we get very few that slow down. We've had most people slow down when we've been flashing the flag, so.
Yeah, it worked really well. They seem to be really receptive today.
Justin LeClaire and Stephanie Billadou are wildlife biologists who moved to South Texas from Vermont. While standing at the bridge, we saw a few pelicans much further down the road, coming in low.
See if they can make it.
That's not looking good. Oh, shoot, there's one. Way down there.
We took Stephanie's truck to the downed pelicans. After they helped them across the road, we started back to the bridge.
Is this one here?
Oh, no.
Shoot.
You wanna pull over real quick just in case it's still alive.
It was a juvenile, all brown, not like the adults. A strip of feathers between its wings had been torn away, and you could see the bright pink and red muscles that ran along its back. They couldn't help this one.
Yeah, I haven't even seen one where I felt like I almost connected to it like that one. It's just kind of looking into those eyes that weren't closing anymore. I don't know. But that one was super sad.
Especially considering that we just barely missed it. We were there 5 minutes ago. Yeah.
When we got back to the bridge, we found Renee Lockett, another volunteer, guarding four pelicans on the shoulder.
They seem to be staying put.
Yeah, for now.
But it was getting darker, and there weren't enough volunteers to handle all the birds. They decided to grab two pelicans, then come back for the others.
Ugh, it's a little nerve-wracking.
This guy's going.
Oh, shoot, they're going. Oh. Stop!
The pelicans made a break for it. Two of them went for the road toward the bay. They flapped their wings, but couldn't get enough lift. A truck bearing down the road stopped just a foot and a half short of hitting them. Renee and Stephanie quickly scooped them up and took them across. By now, the sun had set. It wasn't safe to be on the road. The team debriefed to end the night.
Yeah, so 15 we've pulled off total.
That's great.
Two dead plus the cormorant, so.
Great.
And then the three before we got here, I guess. So okay. Five dead total today.
Okay, five dead, 15 off.
15, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Success.
That was a busy day.
Yes.
So good. Worth it.
Yeah.
Glad we were here.
Absolutely worth it.
It was tough knowing some pelicans had died, but the team had saved a lot more. And I felt pretty good as I made my way toward my hotel. There are no lights on that stretch of Highway 48, and the haze coming off the Bahia Grande made it even harder to see. I drove slowly because the road was slick and the wind was pushing my car around. I remember thinking, I really hope I don't see a pelican, because I won't be able to stop. And a moment later, that's what happened. I stopped the car and pulled onto the shoulder, thinking maybe I could still help, but I couldn't find it. When I got to my hotel room, I got an email from Tommy Signs. It said that after sunset, more pelicans tried to cross the road. They usually don't cross so late, but some of the volunteers think that the strong winds put the birds behind schedule. 18 pelicans died after the team left that night. Most were killed just east of the bridge, where I had hit one. TxDOT is working with local agencies on a long-term fix. One solution may be to install more pelican poles. The volunteers are optimistic about finding a long-term solution, but they're hoping one comes soon, not just for the pelicans, but for the humans.
It's very dangerous for us to be out there, especially if it gets dark. We do it. We have the love for it, but we can't do this every time.
Or at least they hope they won't have to do it every time. I'm Michael Marks for the Texas Standard.